We're in a really amazing, we turned an amazing corner here in the last week. And if you were here last week, we talked about the mystery of dunamis because the Lord kept telling me about Ephesians 3. He said, finish the prayer. Finally, he told me like 3 months, he kept whispering, finish the prayer. And I'm like, what do you mean by finish the prayer? I kept thinking, okay, I pray the whole prayer. He goes, no, finish it. And at the end of that prayer, you know, according to the riches of glory, that he would fill you with all dunamis power by his spirit in the inner man. But at the end of that prayer, he says, now unto him that's able to do, say to do, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think or imagine, according to the dunamis power that's working in us. And that's what Paul was trying to get, was the transference of dunamis. And we saw the Lord would pray all night in the mountain. He'd come back and it says virtue flowed out of him and he healed them all. And dunamis is not a one-time feeling. It's a continuous feeling. What is dunamis? The word power, it's the creative power of God. It was there in creation. We know the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen, even his eternal dunamis power in Godhead. It was present. Every time you see the Holy Spirit, you'll see dunamis, Mary, being overshadowed with the Holy Spirit and dunamis power. It's the creative power of God. It's one of the major operations of the kingdom. And begin to look at all that on Sunday, and all of a sudden, this week, he began taking me back. He started stirring up this three measures again, and I've taught on the three measures before. The leavening and three measures, but you teach where you're at. You know what I mean? But he's culminating a major mystery of the kingdom of God right now. And I want to get into this today because it's incredibly amazing what he's showing right now. And I begin to see some amazing things about the kingdom of God. First thing you want to see is the kingdom of God is not in word only. It's not ever designed to be word, but it will begin with the word of God. But it won't, even the Lord was born, he was the word of God for 30 years. Not one manifestation of the kingdom of God flowed to him. Not one miracle. Think about the family that members that he may have had to bury during that 30 years, being the son of God, knowing who he was, knowing what he was about to do. Think about in the village, the people that were sick and he did no miracle among them until the age of 30. Think about that. Being the Word of God, being the Son of God, he had to wait for the endowment of power. He had to wait for the Holy Spirit to overshadow him for the new dispensation. Now, we don't have to wait for that, but we do have to go get it. And there's a big difference because he's already laid it all up. I'll get into all that today. But he had to wait for it. Boy, but when it came, boom, it showed up. So we're going to take a little walk through the book of Luke today. And so Matthew 13:31 says, another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Leaven. When a woman took and she hid in the 3 measures of meal. I mean, God's word is always very specific. It's always there for a reason. He's talking about the mystery of the kingdom. That whole chapter of chapter 13 was speaking of the mystery of the kingdom of God. And she took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. See, the thing about the kingdom of God, there's certain things happen when you get certain things together. Amen? If you don't have those things together, you're trying to manifest the kingdom, but you don't have all the components of that kingdom. Amen? And if you try to manifest a kingdom without the proper components, it won't work like it's supposed to work. Amen? But if you get those components and you identify what those components are, it'll work. Look at your neighbor and say, it'll work. Amen. Today, we're going to get back into these 3 measures. I'm going to show these measures to you. Throughout the word of God, we'll look at it in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. We'll look at it when he sent out his 12. We'll look at it in the book of Acts. They're always there. when the great miracles, signs, miracles, and wonders happen, those components are present. Say present. They're not in heaven, they're in the earth. They're in the vessel. Amen? And when we get them into the earth, and we recognize the necessity and the need for them, it's going to produce the kingdom of God. Amen? The true kingdom. Amen? The kingdom cannot remain in word only. If it does, it's not going to have the impact that it's supposed to have. The Lord did not take his message as a son of God, the only begotten of the Father, sent from the Father without power. He never revealed who he was until the Father revealed him when the Holy Spirit came over him, endowed him with power, and endowed him with this word called, we'll call exousia. It's the word for authority. Say authority. Exousia. It's actually exousia is how you say it. Say exousia. Amen. So notice this verse here, Luke 12 and 31, 32. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure, say, to give you the kingdom. Now, everybody has their idea what the kingdom means. The kingdom is, it begins with salvation, but to give you the kingdom means he's going to give you all of the kingdom, not part of the kingdom. Now, he's going to give it to you in accordance with what you understand and what you draw upon. Amen? Well, a lot of times that kingdom is going to first show up, of course, in salvation, but he's going to send his word to begin to reveal the kingdom of God. But it cannot remain in word only. 1 Corinthians 4, the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in what? Power, dunamis. So we looked at this last week. The word and dunamis were always together. Dunamis and the word. 1 Thessalonians 1, 5, our gospel came not unto you in word only, but in what? Power, dunamis, say dunamis. And in the Holy Ghost is the administrator of the power. He's the administrator of the dunamis. He administrates, he's the one that transfers it ultimately. Wherever you see dunamis, you will see the person of the Holy Spirit. He's in charge of the dunamis that's over your life. Amen? If you don't have enough dunamis, you pray to the Father. The Father authorizes the flow of dunamis. The Holy Spirit is in charge and an administrator of that flow. Amen? I want you to see these inheritances are already been given. The inheritance of dunamis creative power. In Revelation chapter 5, he said, worthy, say worthy, is the Lamb to have received. Say received. Power. That's dunamis. Listen, anything he received, he already had before he ever came to the cross and did the death, burial, and resurrection. He did all this for us. Whatever you see the Lord received, you are joint heir. Say, I am joint heir to all that the Lord has received. If he received it, you're joint heir to it. That word power is dunamis. He received dunamis, wealth, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory. He received all that. It's part of that blessing that the Father's blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. We've been over this quite a bit. He's laid it up there for us. Amen? But thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All that's got to come here. Amen? It's got to come here, and there's a way by which it comes here. You have to understand that way by which God transfers all that here. It has to be present for the kingdom to manifest properly here. Amen? The Bible says he sits at the right hand of dunamis power. When he said he sits at the right hand of power, he sits at the right hand of dunamis power. All of the right hand is full of dunamis. So what he's added this week was these measures. He began to speak to me about the kingdom. He said, son, when you get the three measures working together in you, say in you, they're going to manifest through you. And those measures are what? The word. Say the word. Not just the word of the kingdom. The word of the kingdom. Say the word of the kingdom. Dunamis. And he added this. Exousia. Exousia, authority. Now, a lot of times the Bible will translate authority as power, but it's really authority. It's the authority. Whenever the Lord operated in exousia, stretch forth thy hands. Stand up on your feet. That was the command of ecstasy, of authority. And when he commanded it, Lazarus, come forth, things happened. Let down the net. He had ecstasy in the kingly realm. Let down the net. And it would happen. It was operating. That ecstasy, it was authority. It would release. So we all been taught that, you know, when we go to Bible school or whatever, you probably knew that the first 2 years. But what makes it work is not just the name of Jesus and saying that name. It's what's behind that name. There has to be the Word of God dwelling rich in you. There has to be dunamis dwelling in you. And when dunamis, the Word, and exousia get together, it happens. You'll see all these present. Amen? Glory to God. Look at this inheritance of exousia. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power, say all power. In heaven and earth, that's exousia power there, is given unto me in heaven and earth. If it's given unto him, it's given unto you. And that was the Great Commission. He said, now go. There in Matthew 28, he said, go. Go with this. That all that power has been given to us in the name of Jesus. We have authority to operate with the Father in that name, to receive from the Father, and we have authority to operate in the earth with that name. Amen? But that authority is not going to work for you if you don't have the other components. Amen? When they're present, it all works. We're going to see this in the ministry of the Lord. And he begins to me over to John 1. He goes, I want you to look at something. In John 1, he goes, I want you to look at this verse. And I looked at it, and I began to meditate on that, and he said, I want you to read this verse the way it's supposed to be read. He said, as many as received him, to them gave he power, exousia, authority, to, it says in John, to become, but actually that word become is translated 277 times, I think, as be. He gave you authority to be sons of God in the earth. To them who received him, to them he gave authority, exousia, to be sons of God in the earth. It's an inheritance. It belongs to us. Amen? Hallelujah. So let's look at this in the ministry of the Lord, beginning in Luke 4. Now, Luke 3 is when he was ordained at the Jordan. And the Father spoke audibly, this is my beloved Son. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him bodily. He descended with authority and he descended with dunamis. He overshadowed him and he, right there, commissioned him for his work. Amen? This house is going to get commissioned. We have the Word of God. God has laid a very rich Word in this house for a very long time, a very thorough Word in this house, a very powerful Word in this house. But that Word must come together with exousia and dunamis must be added to this Word. And when it's added, there's a commissioning. There's an ordination that takes place from heaven. Listen, you can get ordained by man, but when heaven ordains you, it's heaven's commissioning. It's when heaven sends you. Because when heaven sends you, you don't have to have a piece of paper. When you get ordained by man, I have no problem with a piece of paper. But when heaven ordains you, when heaven backs you, when heaven's with you, there'll be signs, miracles, wonders, and demonstration. Your Word will come into union with the other elements of the kingdom called exousia. So he gets ordained and commissioned, and he goes and for 40 days, the enemy tries him, and he says he returns in the power of the Spirit, in the dunamis power of the Spirit. And that's the same chapter, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the broken in heart, set at liberty them that are bruised. That same, all that anointing's on him. Now let's watch the elements of this anointing all come together. Amen. He comes down in Luke 4, verse 31. He says he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath day. Now watch all of these things that are together. They're together. Say they're there. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was powerless. Do you think if the Lord came and said, I am the Son of the living God, without power, he would have no impact whatsoever? He didn't even go and speak who he was. He went in the temple and said, this day, this scriptures are filled in your ear. I am this person. It's on me now. It's on me. Say, it's on me. He said his word was with what? Power. That's exousia power. That was authority. His word was with authority. And that devil that's been sitting up in that temple, you know, there are devils that sit up in temples. But when the power shows up, man, he just addressed that thing. Come out! Verse 36, and they were all amazed. They bore the testimony. Watch this. They were all amazed and spake among themselves and said, what a word is this? Say, what a word. For with authority, exousia and dunamis. Say, authority and dunamis. He commandeth the unclean spirits. See the three? What a word this is. Authority and dunamis were all present. Luke 6, he went up in the mountain, prayed all night to the Father, and he came down from the mountain and said, virtue flowed out of him, and he healed them all. You'll see the Lord oftentimes will pray. In fact, right after this, he moves into chapter 5. And that's when he goes down into Capernaum, and he takes Peter's boat, and he goes and preaches out of his boat. Preaches the word, and he says, launch out the deep. This is still on him. Exousia is on him. Dunamis is on him. The word is in the boat. He said, now let down your net. That was a command of exousia. When dunamis is present and the word is present, when you command, it happens. He said, let down the net. And he filled the boats to overflowing. That was a manifestation of his kingly anointing. So much so that they left. When they came to the shoreline, they all forsake all. They forsake the fishing franchise. God gave them a large enough catch where they could follow him for 3.5 years while their family was taken care of. That's why Peter fell down and said, depart from me. They said they were astonished at the catch. They were astonished. The gospel of astonishment must return. Before the Lord returns, the gospel of astonishment will be present in the earth. Glory. And then he goes, chapter 5, verse 17. I mean, he's still flowing in the dunamis. He's still flowing. Exousia. So Luke 5, verse 17. Said, it came to pass in a certain day, he was teaching. Now, this is Capernaum. He's in Peter's house. It's where he headquartered after Nazareth. This is a story. This is when they brought that paraplegic and they tore the roof off the house. Remember that? Now watch. All of these are present there. What's the first thing that happened? The doctors and the Pharisees of the law were sitting by, and they came out from every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And what? The power. Say the power. The dunamis. That's dunamis. Dunamis was what? Present. Listen. If you're wanting to get dunamis down, when you see the miracle, when you see the paraplegic, that's the wrong time. It needs to already be present. Amen? It needs to already be present with you, in you. That's why my Father can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think according to the dunamis is working in us. That transference should have already been made. Amen? It should have already been present. That's why a lot of times it doesn't get happen. Now, some people are very, very skilled at getting that moving during services and things. Getting filled, but really we should have that before. Amen? And we're going to be talking about how to receive that, where to receive it, how to receive it, when to receive it, the whole thing as we go along. Amen. Right now, we're just looking at how it works. Amen. He said, dunamis was present. Say present. So he laid him in front. He said, man, thy sin's forgiven. And the Pharisee, the religious spirit, goes, who can forgive sin but God alone? He said, why do you reason in your heart? What's easier to say? Man, oh man, I can't believe, when he said this, wow. What's easier to say? Your sins be forgiven or rise up and be healed? And the Lord asked me something one day. He said, what's easier for you? To get somebody born again or to get them out of a wheelchair? I'm like, why would you even ask me that question? You already know the answer. He told me something that day. He said, there'll be a day that you'll understand. And when you understand, it's going to be just as easy to do either or. That day is coming. It's fastly approaching. I do now understand how this works. Amen. It is my Father's good pleasure to give me the whole kingdom, not partial kingdom. But I do need to go get it from him. Amen. Hallelujah. I know how to get it from him. I know where to get it. Amen. We're going to go get some. Amen. That's part of our call to lay a pathway down. So, he said, what's easier to say that sin's forgiven or rise up and walk? And now watch the command of exousia. But you may know the Son of Man has authority, exousia, upon earth to forgive sin. He showed his authority to forgive sin by commanding that man to stand up and walk. And he stood up in front of all of them. He said, rise up. That was a command of exousia right there, of authority. He commanded, but dunamis was present. The word was present. They were all present. And it worked. He stood up. Mark 2's account of what happened in that house today. Straightway many were gathered together insomuch there was no room to receive them. Not so much as about the door. And he preached what? The word unto them. So the word was present. And then Luke 5 said dunamis was still present. You know why he was present? Because after he launched them out in the deep, after they forsook all, he was praying. You'll find out even in this chapter, he's going to have a revival after this at Peter's house. And then he's going to get up a great while before dawn. And he's going to go and pray because he's got to get refilled now. Even the Lord Jesus had to get refilled. He knew when to go get refilled. That's what preachers don't know. If they don't know how it fell, they don't know how to refill. They don't know how to get to refell again. It fell once, but I don't know how to get to fell again. I don't know how to get it to fall. Because God will give it by grace, but then you have to learn how it works. Amen? You got to learn how to go and get it. You can have it all the time because there's an inexhaustible supply of dunamis, creative power. And exousia, there's an inexhaustible supply in the olive trees. After the service the other day, Chuck, he was being so calm, I thought he was going to correct me. I wanted to share something with you. I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. He goes, you know, you ever looked at those olive trees? I said, yeah, a time or two I have. You know, the Zechariah 4, the bowl, the whole word of the Lord unto Father's house thing. He says, you know, one of those olive trees was the king's tree. And one was the apostolic priest. And we know the apostolic priest was the dunamis. He goes, what do you think that oil coming from the king's tree was? Exousia, that was the authority. Kingly authority. The Lord manifests that kingly authority when he said, launch out into the deep. Let down the net. He manifested king because he had it on him. Both oils were on him. Matthew 9:8's account of what happened, I love it, is again the multitudes bearing witness of what was on him. And when the multitudes saw it, they marveled. When they saw that man get up, and they glorified God, which had given what? Such exousia to men. Dunamis was present. The word was present. Exousia was present again. Kingdom of God manifesting because of the measures were present. The Father's not going to give us an impartial kingdom. He's only given us an impartial kingdom because we've not sought Him enough to understand the fullness. Now we know what the fullness is. We know what to go and get. That same day, they went to Peter's house and he had a revival and the whole city came to the door and miracle signs and wonders were pouring out because they heard about that miracle. And they all came to the door and he got up a great while before dawn. He went to go pray to get refilled and his disciples went and found him. I don't even know what time a great while before dawn. It was 4 o'clock in the morning because the Lord woke me up at 4 this morning. I was like, poof, my eyes were wide open. I'm like, I got to get up now. And the disciples came to him and said, Master, watch this. All men seek thee. At 4 in the morning. But that's revival. When you got it, you don't have to go build it. You know how the Lord built a church? He ran into a house and says, tell no man I'm here. He ran and he told no man because the press. Because when the kingdom is flowing, you don't have to employ any kind of worldly means or soulish means to build a house. They will find you. They will pack the doors. Because the kingdom is designed to meet every single level of humanity's needs. And if we don't have it flowing, it's because it's impartial. If it's impartial, stop what you're doing. And go get it till it's full. But what happens is we stop building that way and start building another way. And God said, if you must, I will follow you around and do things your way. Give you a little pittance here and there, but that's not how it works. We have to stop, go up into the Father and say, we are impartial, but we want to be made full. And the Lord said, verily, verily, or most assuredly, what you ask the Father, I'm understanding these prayers now. When the Father answers a prayer, God will get you a whole lifetime prepared to get up. The Lord will prepare you for a lifetime to go up before the Father. And the Lord said, all He's got to do is answer one of your prayers. Because these kind of prayers, most assuredly, what you ask for in my name, I guarantee and I'm giving you my solemn assurance, He will give it to you. Go and ask. So I'm all asking. He's like, that's good, but you're still not right there. And then all of a sudden he said, ask for exousia. Ask for dunamis. Ask for the continuous oil of the olive trees to be added to the lampstand. And don't let go of that until you get it. Because when the Father answers that prayer, revival is on. You go from no demonstration to full-time demonstration. You go from no glory to fullness of glory. The Father's house will be put on an international map at the arrival of dunamis and exousia. It'll be put on an internet and people from all over the world, mark my words, will come to this house. Not to see me, but to see the kingdom. Not to see us, but the kingdom of God will be manifesting. Do you feel it? So, he sends out, we talked about this last week, he sends out the 12. He goes, now I'm going to give you a trial run, boys. I'm going to put my mantle on you. I want you to see how this feels. I want you to see how this works. I'm going to send you out. And I want you to see how this works. In Luke 9, He called his 12 together and he gave them what? Dunamis. Oh no, he gave him his word. Now go and do really good works out there. And go teach the nice gospel. Don't offend anybody. Water it down so a whole bunch of people will show up. Don't spend more than 15, 20 minutes speaking. Get them in, get them out. You'll fill a whole house full of them. He gave them what? Dunamis. And what? Exousia. He gave them both to them. And they said, no, go preach the kingdom. Go preach the kingdom and say the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the three measures will do what they do. Because when those three measures get in you, see, those measures are in the right hand of God. Those measures are in the name of Jesus being stored up in a heavenly inheritance where the enemy cannot go steal what the Lord has restored. He restored the authority and dominion that God originally gave to Adam. He put it in the right hand of God, and the enemy can't go steal that. He has a legal lease here. He has certain authority here. In fact, when he was tempting the Lord, he said, listen, all these nations and these kingdoms and the glory and the wealth of them, I'll give it all to you. They're mine to give. And the Lord did not argue with him about it. The enemy was trying to give it to him. And the Lord said, get behind me. I shall worship the Lord thy God only, because I'm fixing to get it all back anyway. Listen, the enemy will always show up before God. He's trying to always get you to go to his system. He'll always tempt you. Don't beat yourself up if you get into temptation. I'm not talking about sin. Sometimes he just tempts you with a system before the kingdom. Why? He wants you to stay away from the power of that kingdom. He knows the power of that kingdom. He has no defense for it at all. He wants to get us back to being sheep, not sons. He wants to stay out of that sonship arena and stay out of dunamis and stay out of exousia and stay out of the right hand of God. Eat from my tree. He sent them out, preaching the gospel, healing everywhere. Boy, they were happy. Back the next chapter, he sent out the 70 with the exact same stuff. And they came back. Even the devils are subject to us in our name. It works! It works! In Matthew, he sent them out and it worked. By Matthew 17, it didn't work for them. They were back to their mantle. By Matthew 17, they were sitting in front of that demon-possessed boy, you remember? That had that demon-possessed boy, and they were trying to get him out. Epilepsy, and they couldn't get him out. And they were dealing with him all night, all day. And then the Lord shows up and just cast him right out. And you'd think they'd be happy about it, but they weren't. They pulled him aside and said, why couldn't we do that? We did it with you. You already sent us out. It worked. And now it's not working now. Because you were operating in his mantle. All that had to get restored. And the Lord was going to put it all on the right hand of God. And he was going to teach us how to go up in the right hand of God and get it. If you don't know how to get refilled from the source, the anointing's going to break out. How many times have we seen a breakout? We've seen a breakout, and all of a sudden they keep horsing the same anointing over and over again, and then it fades. Revivals fade out. They don't know how to get refilled because they don't know what brought it down in the first place. That's what the Lord's changing. He's not going to just bring it down. He's bringing us up to connect us with the eternal source. Amen. An inexhaustible supply. More importantly, he has to teach you, to those of you, understand he must teach us the dependency upon this. Because once you crank the kingdom up like this, you have to stay with it. The Lord knew to stay with it. He had to be with his Father all the time. It's not a one-time filling. Well, honey, you know. Okay. So he pours out in the book of Acts, chapter 2, right? Behold, you'll see power, dunamis, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And he pours it out in Acts, chapter 2. That one-time feeling, why would they even ever need to pray again? If the Holy Ghost brought it all down and they had the power, they don't need anything else, why would they even have to pray? They were constantly in prayer. We must give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the Word. By chapter 4, they're praying. Now, Peter, he's full. By chapter 2, that the Lord taught him how to do it. They taught him how to do it. In chapter 3, he goes in that man the gate beautiful. What happened? Remember? Gate beautiful? That man, 40 years lame on a... I mean, that was one of his first miracles. 40 years! Like, God, can you start me with a headache? Let's work our way up a little bit. Peter comes out of prayer, out of Acts chapter 2, power. Chapter 3, that man's begging. He said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have. Say, what I have. He had it. It was on him. That's not the time to go get it. You better have it. If you're going to get somebody out, people think, well, these are just... But no! It was an operation. You will see it in operation. What I have in the name of Jesus. Exorcia right there, command. Rise up and walk. Dunamis was on him because it fell on him in chapter 2. Hold your seat, power. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, dunamis, the word, it was there. It worked. It created such an incredible, I mean, it was shaking. That man was running through the temple. Everybody knew him for 40 years. They've been watching, walking by him. Nobody can say a word. They know there's been a notable miracle here. It drew the attention of the high priest. They all come out. All of them in their big robes and their phylacteries, and they come out and they're like, what is this? By what authority do you do this? Peter said, be it known unto you through his name and faith. Say faith. There's your leaven. Those measures, when they get rolling and they get in you, faith is injected and it causes a leavening effect. It causes the bread to rise and expand. Say, it rises and expands. And when it starts expanding, nobody's going to stop that expansion. The measures are in. Faith is in. God is mixing a bowl for the world. Amen? Now, if that initial outpouring is all they needed, why did the Holy Spirit fall on them again in chapter 4? He falls all over again, the same way he did in chapter 2. They threaten him, do not speak in this name. Now watch this. Chapter 4, verse 29, watch these measures all together. And now the Lord, behold their threatening grant. And now, Lord, you think they're praying to the Lord, they're actually praying to the Father. Watch this, I'll show it to you. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may what? There's your word. The stretching forth thy hand to heal, thy signs and wonders may be done what? By the name of thy holy child, Jesus. They're praying to the Father. The Father is the one that's authorizing the release. Have to pray to the Father. The Holy Spirit is one bringing it down, but the Father authorizes that transaction. You have to understand how to pray to the Father. That's what the Lord said. I'm going to teach you how to pray to the Father. I'm going to teach you how to get a hold of this kind of stuff. Stuff the kingdom's made out of. I heard Tina say something this morning. I said, sometime when the Lord's training you, you want to wait until he's perfected that training. Then you want to teach it. It's like, I want to walk in it. That's why I said, Lord, let me walk in it, and I'll teach it. No, you're going to teach it as you go. As you learn, they'll learn. You're all, and you got to go out there in faith. I mean, we're as far out there as we can be right now. Because this is where we're going. Well, are you there yet? I see it. I know what I need. I know where to get it. I know how to get it. I'm going to go get it. I'm going to hold that before the Father till he answers that, till he ordains this word, till he commissions this lampstand, till he releases exousia, till he releases dunamis, and he fills the bowl, and he lights the revival fire, the seven torches, and the seven spirits of God get released all over again. Those who have ears to hear understood what I just said. Amen. With our boldness, they speak that word. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, the signs, miracles, want to be done in the name. See, that's how exousia is released. It's through the name of Jesus. Behold, you see power. But in my name you will do this. That's how you transact the kingdom in the earth. The way you transact in the kingdom of heaven is you pray in the name. That doesn't mean, Father, I ask for this in Jesus' name. No. You pray according to the riches of the glory that's in that name, because God put it all in that name. And the Father's going to give it to you from that name. He put it there so the enemy can never have it. Boy, it is stored up. You think the enemy can ever steal anything from the Lord that's in his name? God said, you know what? I'll restore the dominion. I'll put it in the right hand of God, far above the principalities, and I'll put it in my son's name, and the enemy. And I'll be in charge of the authorization to release this. The only way anybody's going to get it is learn how to pray to the Father. Amen? Now watch this. The signs, miracles, and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. When they prayed. It wasn't one when the pastor prayed. It's when they prayed. They were all praying. Be commissioned. The place was shaken. This place is going to shake. They were assembled together and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Say, filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word with boldness. He came in and refilled. When you hear the filled with the Holy Ghost, you know what he's filling them with? The Father just authorized a brand new flow of dunamis. You got in Acts chapter 2, here's a brand new supply. And he authorized the Holy Spirit to come and fill the whole place up with dunamis again. How do you know? 2 verses later. And with great dunamis power, gave the apostles witness of the resurrection. When they said, filled with the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost was filling them with the same stuff he filled the Son with. Dunamis. Exousia. You gotta have it. What happened after he did that? Chapter 5 happened. I mean, that's all things common started bringing out wealth. And then what happened? Leaven started happening. Holy Spirit, second round, started leavening the word. He leavened what was in Peter's life. That first miracle was probably the greatest single miracle anybody in modern times could probably see. And that was God's beginning. By chapter 5, he was about to break it out. The leavening was going to break the kingdom out from Peter. He was carrying it. Verse 12, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all in one accord in Solomon's porch. And everybody goes, we got to get in one accord. It'll all happen if we get in one accord. It's not going to happen until dunamis and exousia is present. I don't care how much one accord you get. If you don't get dunamis and exousia present, it's not going to happen. It's a half-baked cake. The word, dunamis, and exousia must all be present for this to happen. By chapter 5, it's leavening now. It's expanding. Those of you bakers know when you put the leaven in with the bread, it goes whoosh. It's going whoosh. It's not going to fall either. It's going to go whoosh. That's what's happening. Watch it. Watch it go whoosh. You want to see it go whoosh? Here it is, verse 14. And believers were more added to the Lord. Believers were added, multitudes, men and women. People started getting saved. Insomuch they brought forth the sick into the streets. So instead of one lamed and impotent man, they brought them out from every city. And we're only in chapter 5. And laid them on beds and couches. At least the shadow of Peter, that wasn't just a shadow, that was the glory. And dunamis and exousia. Getting better, praise God. I'll preach this a couple more times and I'll have it pronounced. Exousia, dunamis, and the word is leavening and it's breaking out. It's the same stuff that was on the Lord. He said, and virtue flowed out of him. That's the word dunamis. And healed them all. Remember the woman that touched the hem of his garment? Oh my God, we have them selling the garments on TV. Here's a little tassel. The tassels have the anointing in. You're going to get these little tassels. They teach about the tassels. It wasn't the tassels. It was a dunamis who was on the tassel. Virtue flowed out and he healed her. You get the little tassels and you get it. You know, you did the tassel, the healing's in the tassel. Now buy your tassels today. If you'll pray with this, if you don't got no dunamis on you, I don't need to pray with what you got. It was the dunamis that was on him. She touched, and the dunamis, he said, who touched me? He turned around, who touched me? Master, the multitudes are thronging you. What do you mean he's touching? We got full-time crowd control. We're mighty apostles, been turned into full-time ushers, crowd control ushers. That was their calling. They probably wore them out every day. They had to walk around shielding him all day long. He said, somebody touched me for virtue. Dunamis has flowed out of me. He turned around and he saw her and said, woman, your faith made you whole. I didn't release that. You got it from me. You drew it out of me, but notice where it was, in him, on him. Well, it was in the tassel. Insomuch they brought forth the sick in the streets, laid them on beds and couches, at least the glory, the power, the exousia was on Peter, passing might overshadow them. And there came multitudes out of cities around about Houston, Texas, bringing sick folks, and then they were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one. Say, every one. That was Peter. That was the three measures leavening right in front of the world. And that is what God considers normal church, actually. When he says, go and preach the kingdom. Oh, what we've turned it into, because we don't know how to make it work. Instead of waiting and seeking and holding the line and finding out how it works, we just go build something that looks like having the form but denies the power. If you deny dunamis, you're not going to get much done. The kingdom does not work outside of dunamis, and it doesn't work outside of exousia. And when I learn to pronounce it like that, we're going to see the kingdom of God. The word, power, and authority get up in you. If it's not in you, there's not much to draw out. What we do is take our gift and think that we can leaven our gift. Listen, your gift won't leaven. Your gift is measured. It's going to always be measured. If you want to get leavened, you're going to have to take that into the presence of the Father and get the Father to authorize a transaction that's way above what you're operating in. And only the Father's going to authorize that. Amen. Awesome. Serious gospel right there. Isn't that awesome? I want to lock in. If any of you lack wisdom, how about this? If any of you lack exousia, if any of you lack dunamis, let him ask of God who giveth to all men liberally. For it is his pleasure to give you all the kingdom, not part of it. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Wavering. Do not stagger. Do not let go. Do not withdraw. Don't turn back. Because listen, when you start asking for things like this, you have no idea what the enemy is going to throw at you. You think you've never seen an enemy? He will show up on the doorstep. Because you're getting very close to unlocking something that's just not really out there. And he's got a million ways. Sometimes he'll just try to beat it out of you. Sometimes he'll just try to buy it out of you. He's got a tree that's so enamoring that you don't even know you're being enamored. You think it's God half the time. His tree comes to you and he comes in angel's life and it's enamoring. And you feel like, and sometimes you don't even know you ate from it until you ate from it. And you look back and go, oh my God, I thought that was you, God. That's why we have to stay close to God so our whole body be full of light. Amen. till we get to this thing called kingdom. And God said, when the measures start leavening, you'll see how easy it is to function in the kingdom, because it's not you doing it. It's the Holy Ghost taking those measures out. And he's taking that name and the authority of that name out. Signs, miracles, wonders, demonstration, revival, salvation will be a normal part of everyone's day. Isn't that awesome? Let's give God glory. We be locked, we be loaded.